This is a red letter day for the King of Blues.
The thrill is gone. The thrill is gone away.
Today, B.B. King is 80 years old, and it's hard to imagine today's music scene without him. Music fans around the globe know his name. B.B. King has influenced generations of musicians with a stinging guitar sound that is all his own. Music journalist Ashley Kahn caught up with the bluesman and his guitar, Lucille.
And now, I'd like to present to you Mr. B.B. King!
B.B. King has been on the road for nearly 60 years and has earned a life of ease, if he would want it. So why is the undisputed King of the Blues still making those one-nighters? That's the question that comes to mind today, his 80th birthday.
As long as I'm working, baby, and paying all the bills, I don't want no mouth from you.
I've got a job that I love. I'd do it for nothing if people would pay my rent. Don't tell the promoter, though.
About the way I'm supposed to live, you must be crazy, woman. Just gotta be out of your mind. As long as I'm footing the bill and paying the cost to be the boss.
B.B. King is the boss. There's little doubt about that. Since his first recordings in 1949, he's made more than 80 albums, played close to 20,000 shows, and has broken a countless number of guitar strings.
I break one once in a while, but generally I put on a new set of strings about every 2 weeks. If I break one tonight, I'll put a new set on tomorrow. That's the time when I'm so motivated, when the strings sound fresh, the tone is all... I don't know the word, but it's so pleasing to my ears.
B.B. was born Riley King in 1925 and raised by his grandmother in Indianola, Mississippi. He relocated to nearby Memphis as a young man and began hosting a radio show and adopted the DJ name of Blues Boy, which he soon shortened to B.B.
That's when I first met you, baby. Baby, you was down, sweet 16.
There's no mistaking the sound of B.B. King. His voice is warm and expressive, and it can be full of joy or longing. But it's his guitar playing that carries his true signature, a stinging vibrato, more like a violinist's approach than the standard string bending of most blues guitarists.
I've always been crazy about the steel guitar, the flat one that the country music people use. And I learned that trilling my hand would tell my ears that it sounds a little bit like those guys. That's how it started.
Generations of musicians have come to worship the man. They've listened to and learned from King's recordings. Despite the reverence, B.B. King is down to earth and never misses a chance to laugh at himself.
At this age now, I am proud, but I don't like to talk about it. I think that when a person do what they believe is a right thing to do, don't have to get patted on the head every time. I wasn't trying to impress any. Well, I'll take that back. Yes, I was. I love girls. I didn't try to impress them.
I've got a sweet little angel. I love the way she spread her wings.
I had to ask, looking back, is there anything he would have done differently?
I knew you was going to put me on the spot. I knew it already.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I like it sometimes. I would have finished high school. I went through the 10th grade. I would have finished high school, went to college, and wouldn't get married till after 40. So those are the only things I think I'd change.
Nobody loved me but my mother. And she could be jiving too.
B.B. King's 80th is a milestone that's being marked in a number of ways. The bluesman has broken ground for a blues museum in his hometown in Mississippi. There's two books tracing his long career that have just been published. There Is Always One More Time and The B.B. King Treasures.
That's why I've got a good mind to give up living and go shopping instead.
Plus, there's a new album featuring duets with B.B. and a variety of old friends like Bobby Bland, Van Morrison, and Mark Knopfler.
To pick up me a tombstone, hey, and be pronounced dead.
B.B. admits that at the age of 80, he's had to slow down a bit.
I don't play standing now. I play sitting now because I got bad knees and I've been a diabetic for about 25 years and a few other things.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I said good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
I can be feeling bad backstage. And the minute they said, now, ladies and gentlemen, here's B.B. King, for a little while, I forget whatever was hurting me.
Have a little fun. Let the good time roll. Let the good time roll.
To meet B.B. King, on record, on stage, or in person, is to know how gracious a musician of legend can be. Happy birthday, Mr. King.
Everybody, let's have some fun. You only live but once, and when you're dead, you die. So let the good time roll. Let the good time roll. I don't care if you're young or old. Get together, let the good time roll.
Ashley Kahn is author of the book Kind of Blue, The Making of the Miles Davis Masterpiece. B.B. King has just released a new album. There are also two biographies on the blues man just published in commemoration of his 80th birthday. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.